Hello?
Yes, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hello. Okay, good. I'm going to conference you in, although there's a lot of background noise on your phone. What?
Just give me a minute. Let me just go in a quiet place. Yep. Can you hear me fine now?
I can, but I can also hear some people in the background, but it's not as bad as it was.
Just a minute.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Is it better now?
It's better now. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, so don't go away, because then
sure,
I've got to... All right, hold on. Hey, we missed him. Are you there, Steve?
Is he not? Yeah, I'm here. Yep, I'm here.
I couldn't get to him. I had to leave a message. He had taken off to take another call. So hopefully he'll call me back. What?
All right then. Have you tried calling him?
Yes, I called him, and he didn't answer. It got the answering machine. I'm sorry, he's unavailable. Please leave your message, which I did. But I can't blame him. I mean, if somebody was going to call me and I was 10 minutes late, I'm not so sure. You know what I'm saying?
Carl, I got your point. I'm really sorry about that. I was just stuck in a meeting. Can you please just try calling him once again? And if he's not answering, then we can surely leave him a message.
I already left him a message, but I'll do it again. Hold on. I'm going to wait a minute to give him a chance.
Sure.
Can you understand my frustration with this? I run a tight ship, okay? Nobody is allowed to be late to one of my meetings. So when this happens,
I'm really sorry about that.
Okay, well, we can't have that happen again. I'm going to try again. Hold on. Don't go away.
Sure. I'm here.
Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Mark, are you there?
I am there.
Good.
Hey,
we have all three of us on the phone.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
How about you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Well, first of all, Mark, I obviously Steve is on the line because he's representing Penguin, and that's important to me. He also represents me. And and I just wanted to, first of all, thank you for your interest in my books. I consider it an opportunity and look forward to working with you and Books A Million.
I see that. And you know what? I truly appreciate you for writing such books that are so amazing that my reviewing team has gone crazy reading those manuscripts, and that is why they have demanded for, you know, the order, which I have emailed you down for the 2,000 paperbacks, 500 of each book of the series. Like,
right.
It's phenomenal. I really appreciate you for the work you have done.
Well, thank you. That's very flattering, but you know what? The truth is, will they sell, right? That's where we learn.
Look, everything has a cost.
That's
and
right.
What you have is rare. So obviously, rare things have a great cost.
Well, I appreciate that so much, Mark. And the other thing, I meant what I said, and Steve will confirm this, that I don't mean to make this sound arrogant. I have spent my whole life doing programs and conferences and training. I was a human resources person, HR person for 40 years. And so if you would like me to do book talks or do book signings or whatever, I will be happy to make myself available as we can put those together.
That's so great. You know what, Carl? You know, once the things are coming up so good, like, I will have your name recognition to my team that in December, this new year, we will be giving some awards to the authors, where every author will be coming up and telling about their legacy, how they came up to the writing, and how they did such beautiful books.
Sure.
How they get to here. So I would love to recommend your name to them. And once you're shortlisted, I will surely be really happy and glad to share your name with you in the venue to invite you there and serve you the best.
That would be great. Thank you.
I see that.
All right. So, tell me what Steve and I need to do and to make sure we get the books to you in due time and in good shape.
Okay. So as far as I have emailed you regarding the order, that's for the 500 each paperback of your each book.
Correct.
So first of all, will Steve be handling your printing?
Yes. Is that right? Is Steve?
Okay.
Steve, is that correct?
Yep, that's right. Yep, that's right. I'll be taking care of the printing.
I see that. Okay. So, would you like to be the reference, or you want us to deliver you the address where you have to ship in a particular store?
Sure. Can you copy both of us?
Okay, for sure. So, basically, the process is, like, I will be sharing you down the address where the books have to be shipped out. So it would be great that I will be put you in the email and Steve in the CC where you can deliver them the books. But the timeline is just 30 days because we have our accordingly bookshelves being occupied according to the orders. And when we place the order, we place the books accordingly. So particularly since now you're in the list, so we have been taking out a complete rack for those complete books.
Very
so
well.
We can put them in our shelves.
Mm-hmm.
So, will it be possible you will be delivering before the 30 days? Like, it would be great if you send me down in, like, 20 or 24 days.
Steve?
Yep, that's possible. We can do that.
That's good.
I see that. Then there's nothing to worry about. What you have to do is, once the book is shipped to us, we will be placing them in our bookstores. We will be shipping down the locations with you where your books are placed, and you can go ahead with the stores. And as you know, that we will be keeping up the 40% of the royalties, and the remaining will be credited into your account.
Okay, now help me understand that again. Remember, I'm a new author, and I'm learning these things. Of course, Steve needs to understand how Books A Million works, too.
No worries. I would love to guide you through the process. Basically, it's a very small process and easy to learn. It's basically when there is an order placement. First of all, there are a lot of people around who send down the manuscripts, a lot of ghostwriting companies whom we have contact with. So our surveillance team collects those manuscripts, and there is a reviewing team who review every of the manuscripts.
Mm-hmm.
The best ones are being shortlisted, and then we place the order, basically. Once the order is placed, we have the confirmation from the author that when he will be able to deliver these books, because that's how we will be appropriately putting down the timeline of the bookshelves, because every 6 months, we change our bookshelves with the best books. And if your particular book has best sales, your book will be placed to the bestseller rank, and it will be there for the complete year, 1 year.
Very
well.
Where
anyone can come up and purchase your book. Furthermore, now what the process is for the royalties, that every 2 months, we will be sending you complete reports, how many copies have been sold, and what royalties you have made. But for that particularly, I would love to ask you, at what price you would love to sell down your book?
Well, the books Out of the Fog is $18.99 retail, and the rest of the books are $19.99 retail. Now,
I see that. That's every perfect price.
Right,
paperback.
And then obviously, wanting both Steve and I, and Steve has given me great advice, want to give the appropriate discount to the retailer. And most, I tried to do a lot of research, right, on that, and most of the research says that would be. That would be 35%.
Okay, so with your research, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's all I know. All I can do is my research.
No worries. It's simply like, you know, we have certain categories.
Sure.
It's like we are taking you on board for the first time.
Right.
I told you, every 2 months, we will be sharing you down the reports of your sales. If in 2 months, your book has boosted sales, you will not be getting the royalties which we'll be charging for you will become lesser and lesser. And if it gets to the bestseller, then we'll be charging you only 30% of the royalties. But
okay.
If in 2 months you progress down, you will be getting the 37 or 36% of the ratio. Then another in 2 months, if you get the most boost sales, it will convert up to down. It's like 33, 34, like that. So that's how it works according to the preference of the customers, according to the number of book sales, according to the credibility of the author.
Okay, I can understand that, absolutely.
Yeah, this is the thing, that's how we deal.
Okay.
But the first time, this is the process, but the very basic process, because when I can see my review team has shortlisted you, that means there is something in that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something really phenomenal. So, if I talk about, to be really honest, being really transparent, the authors came up and in like 4 month time period or 5 month time period, today they are getting thousands of dollars in royalties as well, more orders as well, and the royalties which we are charging are such low as $27. So you see how we are coming 27% off the, you know, the royalty.
Sure.
So that's how it's coming up.
Okay.
With the boost of the sales. And they're becoming bestsellers.
That's wonderful. That's more than I would ever hope for. But let me ask, then where do we start? Well, I mean, how does the billing work, and how where do we start?
Okay. So first of all, once you will be able to ship down to our particular warehouse, where I will be shooting down the address, once the book has been shipped there, we will then receive them, give you a confirmation, and with that particular thing, I will be sending you a contract in which I will mention down everything that is in particular to, I have received the books, this is the number of books I have received, this is the amount of royalties I will be charging, and this will be credited to you. Along with that, there will be a column where you have to fill out your information about the author, about your banking details, about your social security number, everything, so that it's easier for us to send you down the invoices as well, monthly basis, and along with the amount you have earned in 2 months' time period. It's basically 60 days' time period. So you will be receiving the whole report at which store, how many copies have been sold, how much dollars you have made, what the royalties that's been deducted, and what royalties you are earning. And in that particular thing, your account will be directly credited with that particular amount.
Okay. That's okay. I'm just trying to get my arms around this. So
I love it.
Basically we will print and send the books to you. There will be no upfront money sent to us. Once you've received the books, then I will receive payment every 2 months.
Yeah.
Is that the way it goes?
Yes. Yep, buddy.
Okay. Do you understand that, Steve?
Mm-hmm. I do understand that.
Okay.
Before shipping the books, why can't we have the contract before that? And once you got the books, just give us the confirmation of the number of books.
Okay. Did you hear that, Mark?
Yeah, I totally hear that. Okay. So as for the contract as an issue, it's basically a lot of authors have, in the past time period, have come down, promised, and our shelves have been left empty, and they're unable to deliver the book on time. So that is why we have made this rule that once the shipment has been arrived, we will then send down the contract so that author also has the liability and know that my book has been received, and now I can share the information with you as well, your banking details and everything, so that we know that we have received it. Now we are liable to sell your books, put them in shelves, and transfer you the royalties with the monthly report.
Okay. Yeah, it's too bad we can't get the contract first.
As I told you, in past time period, there are a lot of cases, like I trust you, okay? I trust my every client. But sometimes within the time frame, as I mentioned to you earlier, that the timeline, we have associated reviews of the book who have been shortlisted.
Got it.
But now, if one of them are unable to ship the books on time, then the time slot, our shelves, would be left empty.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand, in such a bookstore, if a shelf is empty, it's like it's come onto our brand image. It's a finger on our brand image.
Yep.
Why this is empty? So this is why we first confirm it. When we get it, then we start a process, sending down the contract. You sign it. We sign it. You fill out the information, we update it in our system, you receive the confirmational email, and that's how the process prolongs, as I told you earlier.
Sure, okay. Now, I do have, the amount, and this is just from my understanding, I'm not trying to be difficult or anything.
As
we begin, the discount offered to Books a Million would be greater as we start. Like, I don't know what percentage. You'd have to help me on that, because I would like to know where we start. Is it 36%? Is it, you know, whatever percent it is? And then,
okay, I understand. So basically you want a discount on the royalties which we are charging. Is that what you're trying to ask me?
A discount on, in other words, what do you, I'm trying to understand this. I thought the way it works.
Yeah, Mark,
you can tell me
he's trying to know the royalties. How many royalties will you be taking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. How many royalties will you be taking? And then when it starts, and then 2 months later, if the sales are good, it goes down a little bit, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to know where it starts.
For the first 2 months, we will charge you 40% of the royalties and 60% is yours. And after the 2 months, we will be charging you 35% of the royalties, and 65% of the royalties will be yours. And in the 2 months after that, it will be, with the boost seal, 30% which we will be charging, and 70% will
okay.
be yours. That's how the process is.
All right.
And
thank you.
And if the extremely numerous, it will drop down to the lowest, which we have, is 27%.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, now I understand. Thank you.
No worries.
Okay.
So, is there anything else you want to ask me? I love answering you, by the way. You're a really good man.
Well, I try to be. I'm just an old guy on his second career.
Oh, I see that. What do you do?
Well, I'm degreed in labor relations and labor law,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. I worked for Mobile Oil Corporation for many years in human resources. And then in 1994, I started my own company called the Isaac Network and had employees, and we worked all around the country with major companies like Exxon and Pfizer and big companies like that, helping them in their recruiting, interviewing, selection processes, and lawful processes. And then during the pandemic, most mm-hmm. of that business went away. I was 72 years old at that time. And so what mm-hmm. I decided to do was retire from that rat race and decided mm-hmm. to write books. And so that's
wow.
So I'm now I'm now 74. But
wow.
In good health and lots of energy.
Wow, you're truly amazing. I must say, if it's like old but a gold.
That's well,
the only thing I can support
I like
you.
The way you think, Mark.
It's old but gold. You are doing such phenomenal work, and I really appreciate it.
Well,
I'm a fan of your writing.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark. Now, you're based, where in California are you based?
Okay. So in California, we have a state at Buxtonian. It's basically our order confirmation office. We have 260 outlets. If you head to the Google,
right.
search it down. Basically, we deliver to our warehouse first, and with the order from our company where the book has to be placed,
mm-hmm.
we'll be shut down, and I will shut down with you. There are a lot of, you know, franchises we have. It's 260 outlets.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's great. And you are located in California, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. What city, may I ask?
I'm so sorry?
What city in California?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep. Hello, can you hear me?
The voice is breaking up, buddy.
Oh, okay, sorry. No, I just wanted to know where in California you were.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me, buddy?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Let me try to call you back. It's a really rare noise I can hear from you.
Okay, thank you. Steve?
Yep,
Steve?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and hang up. She calls me back. I think that, I'll hang up his phone. Nope. You there?
Yeah, hello. I'm
okay.
here.
Okay, yeah. Does what he's talking about make sense to you?
Yep, it pretty much makes sense to me.
Okay, it's not what I expected. It's not like he writes us a check for those books. Oh, there he is. Let me see if I can put you on hold and conference him in. Hold on.
Sure.
There was a beep sound, like this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think Steve's on the other line, too. Are you still there, Steve?
Yep, I'm here.
Good. My conference call feature is working. Okay, Mark, no, the question I asked is where in California are you? Are you in San Francisco or
San
Jose?
Yes, we are in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Very well. That's
yep.
good. That's good.
I see that.
But I know you've got a New York area code on your cell phone because I lived in New York for a while.
It's, you know, it's the company's number, what the big it was, you know, the
yep.
the client deals and everything.
That's right. Well,
so that's how the protocol which we are following.
Yeah, well.
It was like researching everything. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Steve even has a New York cell phone number, and he's in California.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's great.
So.
Steve, will you be coming up to ship down the order yourself?
No, I that's not possible for me.
I see that. I understand. But I would love to meet you someday because you are doing such a great like job and Cole is representing you. That means you're something.
Oh, I, Steve. Well, Penguin and Steve have been very, very professional. They have, even when I get frustrated because I'm someone who really likes to, probably based on my time with Mobile Corporation or my clients, I'm a real
mm-hmm.
button-down guy. If it's supposed to happen here, it's supposed to happen here. And I'm learning it doesn't always happen that way in the book business.
Yeah, I understand. In the book business, you know, it's slow and steady. It's just like the story we wrote in our, you know, preschool, like a turtle and a rabbit race.
Yep.
Like, a rabbit is, like, very confident that he will be running down the race, but the turtle is slowly and steady, and he wins the race. That's a life lesson, and same goes over the life. You know
that's,
much more about it.
Yeah,
just
that's
like
that's, the gold. That's the way it is. All right.
Exactly.
Now,
mm-hmm.
you will be emailing both
mm-hmm.
me and
mm-hmm.
Steve
mm-hmm.
the process and the address
mm-hmm.
where to send the books,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes.
Will it just be one place or will you have us send so many to different places?
No, the book will be coming to our warehouse. I will be shooting down the warehouse address.
Sure.
Once you confirm the order, that will be shooting down you the warehouse address from where you will be dispatching the books from our end. You don't need
okay.
to worry about that.
Sure. Okay.
Yep.
Very well.
And is the email of the Steve the same which you have put it in the CC of the email?
Steve's email, do you have a copy of anything that that I've sent to Steve? Let's see. Steve Wilson, do you have his email address?
I have to check in my system.
Okay,
but I do have that.
Okay, okay, Mark, I have you. Obviously, both Steve and I have your
mm-hmm.
email, and
mm-hmm.
And you have mine, obviously.
Mhm. Mhm. Hello.
Car, are you there?
Are you there? Hello?
I believe he's disconnected.
Hello? I see that. Will it be possible for you to connect me with him, Steve?
Sure, just a minute.
Eric, I'm waiting for that.